I've kept a relatively low profile over the past few years. I've had my kick at the cat. Now it's somebody else. But when this thing broke, I was stunned. I wrote an op-ed piece saying that what has happened in this incident is unprecedented, it's outrageous, and it's indefensible. When I say it's unprecedented, I mean that I have served in one capacity or another since the DNR was created during the Warren Knowles administration and under Republican governors and Democratic governors, Republican legislatures, split legislatures, Democratic legislatures. Nothing like this has occurred before. It is unprecedented. Enforcement is always controversial, but the governors and legislators of both stripes understood that these should not be partisan decisions. They should be based on the fact, and they should go to the Department of Justice, and justice should follow them. It's outrageous because, as these folks have said, this is human waste. There are plenty of ways that HAIR could have handled this. They could have gone to a sewage treatment plant. Of course, that costs more than just land spreading it. And it's indefensible. When I heard Mr. Gunderson say, "Well, we all make mistakes," he ought to be ashamed of himself. This is not a mistake. This is a well-known polluter, previously cited, previously fined, almost $250,000. This is no babe in the woods. This was no simple mistake. I hope one thing that does come out of this is a re-examination of a citizen board to run the Department of Natural Resources, so the department professionals report to a citizen board, not to elected or appointed politicians. I think the record would show that in the years that the Department of Natural Resources was run by a citizen board, it was stronger, more effective, more aggressive. I heard just two or three days ago from a gentleman named Herb Behnke. Some of you who've been around for a while may know Herb Behnke. He bites good Republican nails. He's from Shawano County. He was one of the original members of the DNR board under Warren Knowles. Tommy Thompson reappointed him. Lee Dreyfus appointed him. So he's really tough on his politics. But he said, this is outrageous. And he has asked that I and some others petition the legislature to re-examine the citizen board. I've heard from many of the folks with whom I served in the DNR in the years I was there. And they've called me spontaneously. They're appalled at what's happened. I sure wish that this story pushes the legislature into action, and I wish that Mr. Gunderson would expunge his shame and leave that office. He has no business staying there any longer.